under the chuppah, one has makes a birchas erusin, and before the birchas erusin, you make a burp your goffin. So that burp your goffin, there's a lot of discussion amongst the svarim and amongst the poskim. The first issue is that the mesader kedushin makes the burp your goffin, and he's moitzi the chasan and kala with birchas erusin, with birchas burp your goffin, birchas anenin. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the third parak, that when it comes to birchas hanenin, we don't say kevin sheyotze moitzi. When it comes to birchas hamitzvah, when it comes to kiddush, we say yotze moitzi. If I made kiddush and somebody else comes in and has made kiddush, I can still be moitzi then. By any birchas hamitzvah, if I have heard the mitzvah of shofar, chazal or misakein, I can still make the bracha kevin sheyotze moitzi. When it comes to birchas hanenin, so if I'm not being nene, if you're being nene, you should make the bracha. So if you can't make the bracha, so then this is then if a person can't make a bracha, chazor mesakein, I can make a bracha for you. But if you can make the bracha, so you're being nene. So there, the Gemara didn't say, there Chazal did not say kevin sheyotze moitzi. That's the in other words, the two aspects to kevin sheyotze moitzi. Kevin sheyotze moitzi means that I am not chayv in kiddush anymore. But I was chayv in kiddush. Chazal misakin, I can be moitzi you as well. By birchas hanenin, so if I am being nene right now, so I can be moitzi you. But if I'm not being nene right now, so there's no din being moitzi you without me, without having my own personal chiyuv. Kacha din. So when it comes to saying the bari if you're gov under the chuppah, so there we tell the chasan and kala not to make the bracha. The mesader kedushas makes the bracha for them, but the chasan and kala are the ones who drink. So this is so in its most recent iteration. So the Olam Yeshiva's quotes Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim was makbid to either stick his finger into the kos or to pour the kos onto his finger. Reb Chaim did it very, very surreptitiously. No one noticed Reb Chaim did it. Reb Simcha Zisel was the dainin, he was the poisik and brisk. So he would tell people Reb Chaim's makbid in this. But then, after that, it became much more obvious, much more noticeable, because I guess Rabbanim wanted to make sure people understood that they were being strict about this particular hanhoga. When one looks at the Svarim, one sees that the issue goes back to the Rishonim. The Rishonim already discussed why is it that the Mesader Kiddushin is how is he being moitzi people? The Chasan and Kala, he's not being tame himself. It goes back. It goes back to the Pnei Yeshua, discusses it at length. But it goes back much, much more before that. I believe there's a Tshuva Sarajbo on this issue. And so there is a literature of a Machlaikas, whether this is should be an exception to the rule, or whether, and give it a pass. In other words, this was the minigs, what people were doing, let it go. And what I mean, let it go, means that there must be some strong justification for it. And what doesn't change minhagim, especially if the minhag that was being done by Rabbanim. So it's so somebody must have approved it. And perhaps the idea is, perhaps at the Chosin and Kala, so that moment they're in a situation where they may not be able to make the bracha, maybe, I'm not sure. So that was a discussion about whether Rabbanim should be careful to be toyim. And you find in the Rishonim some a lush, and something that says veloy toyim, something that says toyim. So it goes back a long time whether this should be an hoga that people should adopt, or Rabbanim should adopt under the chuppah. But again, it's easy to be done without much concern. However, the question then comes up. The Tosfos says in Lamed Tes Amud Aleph that Kashal Bracha one has to have Moli Lugmav, right? So by a bris, you can have a rubbing Moli Lugmav, no one's going to notice. They're busy saying Mazel to the walk into the Suda. But at the Chasana, so there, you can check the video. No one's having a Moli Lugmav. No one's standing there afterward. So how are you talking? How did this happen? I'm sure against the Beferisha Tosfos. And that's the din. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. How did this happen? So this also one finds a significant discussion in the Svarim. There is a sefer called the Oitzer HaPoskim. Oitzer HaPoskim is a collection of achronim on an Eben HaEzer. And it's, in fact, if in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, I believe it's in Givat Shalom, I'm not sure. There's actually Koilel, there still is an old sound, the Oitzer sign, Oitzer HaPoskim, because it was a Koilel that, maybe it's in Gula, I don't remember anymore. After the Second World War, so there were great Talmidei Chachamim that sat in the Koilel and they started recording because there was no collection of Achronim and Eben Ezer. The Mishneh Berurah was the updated collection of Achronim and Arachayim. Chashem Mishpat, anyways, blessed for Dayanim. Yeridaya, you had more recent Svarim. You had Lechem Asamla, Gansfried, you had, but on Eben Ezer you didn't have. So there is a sefer called the Ezer HaPoskim. So in Siman Lamedalid, the Ezer HaPoskim collects the tshuvas in this. Kiryas Chana David was a tshuva sefer that we don't know about so much, but was a significant sefer, very significant, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim. So he discusses it, and he, I believe, even advocates that somebody should drink a Mali Lugma. But the general meaning is not so, and the general approach is that Rabbanim didn't do it, so why should we start doing it? It was whatever reason they had. Now, why didn't they do it? So one suggestion is because to ask the Chasan and Kala to drink a Mali Lugma, that wouldn't be a good idea, because he might not be kosher to finish up the Kiddushin then. If he doesn't have a clear mind, let's say a Chasan with low tolerance, so he's going to drink, and then you have to call for Chasan until he bring him a coffee and give him a shower until he bring him back. It's not Shaykh. It's going to end up, he won't be, and later on the Chasan's going to say, what are you talking about? I didn't know what I was doing. I had Mali Lugmov. So that might be one reason why. Masani Kedushin also can't drink. Because, why not? Because Lechayiv, this is not in the Svarim, but Lechayiv makes sense. The Masani Kedushin is being Mayra Halachis. Under the Chuppah, he's being Mayra Halachis. He's paskening that the Kedushin is a good Kedushin, to pass the Shavah, that the Eidim were appointed correctly, that the Nesini was done correctly, that the Ksuva is a correct suv. He's mamash mar halacha, bang, 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 bang. So if he had a various yayin, he's not roy for to paskin. So when with the suggestion, and the way the svarim say it, they make the following distinction. Most of the svarim going back to the Rishonim make a distinction between a koishal bracha that's me'ikar adin and a koishal bracha that's lechadchila. In other words, when it comes to Kiddush, so the Koishal Bracha is Zachrei Alayayin, Chazal were Misakein. And one has to make the Kiddush on something. And if one doesn't have a Koishal Yayin, so you make the Kiddush either on Chamar Medina or on Pas. But if you don't have a Koishal Yayin, you don't have a Chamar Medina, you don't have Pas, you don't make Kiddush. You make it the next day. So the you make Kiddush during Tefillah, but the Kiddush by Suda, it has to be Aliyah, and that's the Koshal Bracha. If a person was getting married and you did not, and there was no Yayin, there was no Chamar Medina to be found, whatever it is, they went to the desert aisle, destination wedding, and they forgot to pack the Koshal Yayin, and there's no Chamar Medina, Mamash in the desert island. Okay, so everybody came thinking it's going to be a high-end wedding, so they didn't pack their own food, their own mashka, their own... it's not there. So then, how long does he still get married? Have a bris. And and all the wine that is there is not mevushal, and the goyim started pouring it, so there's no wine. So he gets, there should be chamar, but there's no chamar b'dina. You still do the bris. So many svarim, going back to the kadmoin, to make that distinction. If it's a kois shel bracha that is necessary for the mitzvah, and you're not going to do the mitzvah without it, you have to have mali lugmav. Hamdallah halacha lemaisa, you're also going to wait to make hamdallah. You can say hamdallah during Shemini Esrei, but if you don't have a kois shel bracha, you're going to wait to make the hamavdil. So that's a kosher bracha, you have to have mali lugmav. A kosher bracha that is not essential to the to the mitzvah, you're not going to hold nothing in mitzvah. That kosher bracha doesn't require mali lugma. All right, we can discuss why would you make such a chiluk, but those are the suggestions. So lechayra, we're saying the following. Lechayra is saying that when it comes to kiddushin, so since it goes back dari daris, that nobody, I remember one Rosh Hashiva who sat down after the kiddushin. He was a very young Rosh Hashiva then. And he sat down at the Kiddushin to have Mole Lugmav and made a Birchas main Sholish. But it was so noticeable, he remarked about it. And one can't do things like that. You can't do things that are so publicly kineged the Minog of Rabbanim before. It's not, don't really criticize. So what does it mean? It means that when this was established, to make the eris and kosher bracha, they made it a different kind of kosher bracha. Number one, they made it wasn't essential to the mitzvah. And then, hey, yes, it wasn't essential, so they gave it a lower status, that this does not require a shtia kimole lugmav. And then, the emesis, it could be the same thing with Bebris. But Bebris, already in our community, we have mentioned Rav Soloveitchik was makbid and Rav Shechter is makbid. So then it's no longer mechzik yura, and it's no longer saying I'm going kineged. And then you do find Sfarim that discuss it. Okay, so I just wanted to remind. Yesterday was very disturbed, very bothered by the kiddushin and nisuin situation. Good. There's a few questions. Oh, and shul. Yeah, so there he is. That's taka the minig. So to be mechalikin, because he doesn't want to drink before his own kiddush mokim suda. In other words, originally that kiddush was for the people who were making kiddush, who were going to have meals in the room next to the shul. So they made kiddush, and they ate, and they drank, and then they didn't. Then they wanted to have somebody be moitzi all those people. So either there are people who couldn't make kiddush by themselves, or the person who was moitzi probably also had a suda. And then the next step is questionable. Did it ever make it into the seder atfilah? So that's why the different minhagim. That's why many shul don't do it, because they hold it never made it into the Seder HaTefillah. And the Rambam, the Parador, says that it didn't make it in the Seder HaTefillah, and that's why we talk and say it before the last Kaddish. So then apparently it became part of the Nusach HaTefillah. So when it became part of Nusach HaTefillah, it became part without the classic Mali Lugma, but you can Mechalik to other, and it's Sarif, all the Mali Lugma. Yeah, so that's but because there will be those who will be nene from it, and they have to make a bracha. They have to make a bracha schinach. It's also a bracha.
Well, I was going to say, when Rabbi said yesterday about that the fact that Tosha said that's sort of an offshoot to other bracha, that you shouldn't ever drink less than the machayers, you should always be machayers of the bracha achrona. So when in this case, you would say that It's a different case than a stam case, because for a purpose, quote unquote,
Right. So I'm not sure. We'll come back to that in the Kuda. Okay, hold on to that in the Kuda.
Is it like the if you do the Mikadara that way, it's okay to drink it slowly. You don't need to do my
will. We'll discuss it. Go ahead.
Is the Masada Kedushin just supposed to make sure that the Kedushin and the Nisun are tailed off? Are they supposed? Are they looking into other factors in the wedding?
That's the question. It's more question Rabbanos. The Iker din of a Masadar Kiddushin, his Iker responsibility, Minadin, his responsibility is over the Kiddushin and Yisuvin. That should be done Gilchasa. That's in the Gemara, you don't find the Masadar Kiddushin. And what you find, the person goes over to the Kala, gets to Adam, and they wrap it up. Right? Correct. Correct. Very good. Correct. Correct. What daf? Very got this far. Right. No, it was daf on the base around there. Okay, check it out. We already have it on your fingertips. Go all the way. Okay, go all the way. That's very good. Chazara. So let's pick up and what Yosef started with. So the idea of Masada Kedushin in the Svarim is a takana that began, I believe, in the time of Rashi, maybe a little bit earlier before Rashi, because people were getting married and they weren't doing Hilchasa. They were giving a ring, they were being mounted the Edom, and then something went wrong. Either they wasn't Shavar Pruta, or he didn't say the Kedushin properly, they didn't know what they were doing, or the Edom were not kosher. Anyway, many things were happening. So Chazal made it, so the Rabbanah made a takana that a Rav has to be present to oversee the Kiddushin, and they made it the job of the Rav here. It became his job. That's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that a Rav didn't want to be Masadar Kiddushin for a couple because they were getting married in a Beis HaKnesses, and there were many Rabbonim, many Gedolim, who would not do a wedding in an Orthodox shul, because they held it was B'chukai Seim. Rav David Lifshitz would not do a wedding, I believe, in a Beis HaKnesses, I believe, if I remember correctly. The Rav, I don't remember. I think the Rav would do it in a conservative synagogue. So the question that a Rav asked Rav Moshe, can he be makbid on this? The Rav Moshe essentially writes that he cannot be makbid on this because by taking the job as being a Rav, he is now accepting the job being Masada Kedushin for all the people in the shul who want to get married. Get married Gilchasa. So he cannot be makbid on a chumrah because he has a contractual obligation. It's not some. It's a contractual obligation. I mean, if he became the Rav, then there's a takon and mikadmoinim. So contractual, mikadmoinim, whatever it is. So that's Masadik. But Yosef correctly points out that there's a Rashi in Gittin that when the Gemara says, Kol deloy, what's the lashon? Kli boki be kiddushim gittin al tehei, what's the lashon? Yodei behen. So the Gemara says if you don't understand Gittin Kiddushin, don't get involved. So Lachar means don't be Masada Gittin. Don't because you could end up being Matir Ishul Alma and you'll end up creating Mavzera. But it does say Lo Yeisek Imohen. Called the Loi to Lashon. The Gittin Kiddushin. Lo Yeisek Imohen.
No.
So it says Kiddushin also. So in the Lechara, that means that the person who's running the Kiddushin has to know Hilchus Kiddushin. So there, Rashi points out that it sounds like there was already a Memuna. He writes a Lashon, Hamona, he's appointed. So it sounds like that this appointment of a person who was appointed in Kiddushin goes back to the Tkufas HaGemara. Everyone has to figure this out, Alpidin, how this worked out. It probably means in certain communities. I don't know. I don't know how to resolve the two indications. But how did we get on to this? Oh, so is he responsible that the caterer is a kosher caterer? I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. I'm not sure. Is he? Could depend on expectations. Is he considered to be martial people? I don't know. The assumption, I think the running assumption is that the Masada Kedushin did make sure that he's happy with the caterer. I think that is a running assumption nowadays. I think people know that people know that mixed dancing is not right. So they're not going to say that the rabbi approved mixed dancing. I don't think that's it. But if women are not dressed properly, so the rabbi approved that as well? No. That's understood. That's the way things developed. I don't think it means that the rabbi is... You're asking the way around, can a rabbi be Masada Kedushin if there will be things going at the wedding when it's not Kilchasa? So that's the way to ask the question. So the common approach is to indicate to the Chasan and Kala what's right, what's wrong. But Yotzel Schoen may have said, if that rabbi has to make a decision whether he will, how he will gain more. There is a discussion amongst the poskim whether if the chasen and kala are not going to be shemir hilchus haris mishpacha, can he be Masada Kedushin or not? Right? Or is he being oyer lifne iver? So there are a lot of shubas in that. Well, because he's doing it, because he, what's the Kedushin for? Kedushin that they can live.
Say, yeah, someone else could just be the Mesad of Kedushin.
So it would be Lifnibra de Raisa, right? Because it's not Trebid and Ara, but could be, but it's a Sethel. And it's a Rabbana being Mesad of Kedushin.
Why is this question about the being
Fatnah
Gilva? So why is that not, that's similar to the Moshe Shiloh, no? Because if it's not Gilva, so I do it in Keter and Shul, that's a Chamma.
Yeah, in a chanab, you know, no, it is. It, L'chara, it's very similar to the shalva. L'chara, you're right. But if the alpidin is also, then. Good, okay. Let's not go off on this too much. Let's go back to what we said. But today I want to open up a new parish in our learning. And that is that we've now done all the Gemaras for an entire Simen Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Yud. So we should be Mesayim Sugya Aliba de Hilchasa. We'll be able to have the Geshmak of learning an entire Simen, and that's just the beginning. L'chara, we will hopefully finish Hilchas, be able to learn Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas, Birchas Hananin. And that's a special Simcha Nachas when you're able to see the Sugya on the way to its completion until you get to Shulchan Aruch. It's we didn't express our Hakara Satoiv to the Rebbeinu Shlomo that Boaz is back with us, back in our ranks. I think Rav Chaim used to say, he was quoted as saying, "Bani b'chastacha v'tachti." Yogel libi b'shuvasecha, ashira l'Hashem ki gamal aloi. So three different steps, right? Ani b'chastacha v'tachti. That's when a person is moisa nefesh. Ani b'chastacha v'tachti. Yogel libi b'shuvasecha is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings us a Yeshua. Person is goes into a mokim sakana, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the person out. That's Yogel Libi Bishwata. And then Ashira Lashem Ki Gamal Aloi, you say Shira when the whole sakana, when the whole parsha is done. Right? A person has a serious operation. He comes out of the operation, that's Yogel Libi Bishwasecha. But you're not ready for Halal yet. You're not ready for Birchas HaGoyimel. That's when the person is up and running, comes back to his Chayzer Leisana, goes back to his strength. So that's what Rav Chaim used to point out. Shira Halal could be a later stage, right? So now Klal Yisrael is still at war, so we don't wait to say Haidoya till the Yeshua is complete. But every parsha has its own level of expression of Haidoya. So we are at the stage of Yogel Libi Yeshua Secha. And it's hard to give full expression to the Shira, but full expression to the Simcha even at this stage, because it is in an order that we're not usually used to. And Be'ezer Hashem, because Baruch Hu will give us soon the ability to say Shira, Ashira Hashem Ki Gomal Aloi. So the sugya that we've learned together is the sugya of shiurim lagavei brachos. So we'll go a little bit backwards because we want to finish by mincha. Right? The way to do the sugya should be: we did the Gemara Rashi Tosfos, we did the Rabbeinu Yoy, the Rif Rabbeinu Yoy, and the Rosh. So now, and we said we learned the lamdas. So now, finish up the sugya by learning halacha lamaisa. So we should do Tur Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah, Magen Avraham and Taz. But and that's what we should do. And when you have opportunity to do it in Chavrusa, so we'll see how much we can accomplish of that. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Yud Sif Aleph, Ha'oichel Pachis Mikazayis Bein Mipaz Bein Mishar Oichlam. Vashoyseh poches merevius bein miyayin bein mishar mashkim mevarach tchila beracha ha'aru yulay semen. So that means again that for the bracha rishayna, we don't require a shear. Uliyacharav einem mevarach kalal shachnar paskel not even barvei nefashos. Right, against one day in Tosfos. V'yesh mistapkin loymer shal dover shu kibriyosai kigoin gargur shal ona v'shal rimon shemavorchan liyachrav afal pi she'ein boi kizayis. So what's v'yesh mistapkin? Who's that?
Yerushalmi.
The Yerushalmi, no, the Yerushalmi is not a sofek. Who's that? Sambali at Tosfos. Whether the Bavli and Yerushalmi agree. Right, so we will pass on the Babli, but it's not clear that the Babli is masking the Yerushalmi. So therefore, he says Yesh Mistapkin Lachain Lachach Nachain Lizar Shaloi Lachol Birya Pachos Mikazayas. So we should be careful not to have just one grape if it's Pachos Mikazayas, and not to have just one gargir of a rimon. Avol Im Lachach Hagarin Mimenu Hago. Now the Rama writes, "V'loy mikre birya, elim achloy kemoy shehi." What is a birya? So we learn from our sugya that Tosfos points out that a birya means you have to be eating it in the way that it grew. So, for example, "Avolim lokach hagarven mimenu loy mikre birya." Yesh mistapkim oy bibroch achroina shul yayin and mevorchin oy sol kizayis. Lachain toli zoer shalay lishtois poches begizayis oy revias. So we didn't know the details of this. How are you mishar yayin? Mishar yayin in its solid form or in its liquid form? But the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh mistapkim oy bibroch achroina shul yayin. If one only has a revius, or do you have to have more than a revius? So therefore, we should be careful not to get involved in a suffix brachis, and be careful to have a revius in order to be mechayev ourselves in the bracha. The Yesh Mistapkim, in Mevorchin Oisa Al Kizayas, L'chein Teinu Shaloi Lishtayis Pachis Mi Kizayas. Right, that the Suffolk Brachis kicks in early.
Yeah, the Allah.
Are
you
curious
that Allah or no?
I don't think
there
was.
Okay. Hold on. Then the second, see if we learned in Daf Yudalin, we learned earlier, Atayim is Atavshon and Tzorch Levarech, Ad Revias. Vafilu imhu boiloi. Right? Vyeshaimrim shimu boiloi ton bracha. Vlei potuas a tayim elekishachoizer upoilate. Right? The first mandam is the sheet of the Rambam that the ima depends on whether you're tasting or whether you're actually drinking. And tasting, even though you will be boileya, is still for the purpose of, it's part of the act, part of the cooking, part of the preparation. And when it's potter ad revias. No. Then it's like any other bracha rishayna. V'loy potrus a toy melik eshachayz u'poylet. V'az afilo hay ben etzorch bracha. And the Rama writes safek bracha is lehakel. So that means if a person is toyim pachis mirevius, even though he's bayleyat, he would not make a bracha. And if a person is chayzer u'poylet. If a person is chayzer upoilate, then he would not make a bracha. No, if he's chayzer upoilate, then he would make the bracha. Then he would not make a bracha, because that's, everybody agrees that chayzer upoilate is not beleya. Okay, so that's the entire siman of how we define the din of hanah, this mechayev bracha rishayna. And the din, the requirement of a kezayis for bracha achrayna. So again, we'll cut to the chase, and then we'll circle back to see how much we can do. If we'll be learning keseder, So the first point the Mishnah Berurah makes is that kola oichlin mitstarfin, right? That you can have different kinds of foods, and if they're mitstarf to a kezayis in order to make a brocha acharona, you can have different kinds of cakes. You can have even in mishiva saminin brocha meyin sholeshim shaloi mishiminun dinyan bar nefashos. You have a kezayis, you will make a brocha acharona. If the kezayis is not mishiva saminin, you'll make a bar nefashos. Ochel chatzi zayis v'chatzi zayis acher mevorech acharein bar nefashos rabbis. If you have a chatzi zayis of an orange and a chatzi zayis of a grape, bar nefashos. V'udin kisha ochel chatzi zayis pasu chatzi zayis midovish mevorechin bar nefashos. Let's say you have a chatzi zayis of a cake and a chatzi kezayis of an orange. So then, bari nefashos. So he said, v'kol ha-mashkin mitztarf levias. Ha-oichel v'ashoise ein mitztarf ha-filu inyan bari nefashos. Tzir shal gavi a-yerek. Person has pickle juice together with his pickle. So mitztarf le-kezayis. Why? Because the pickle juice is something that contributes to the salty taste of the pickle. V'huwa den v'pasa shorvim mashka b'yayin. A person has a piece of bread dipped in a drink. A v'roitev avalim ochel apasim v'roitev v'loitevul ein mitztarif. Only if the solid item has absorbed it. Ochel a kezayis ma'at. Now what happens if a person has a kezayis slowly? V'nishtah ma'at harbe, v'nishtah harbe v'achilosai. What's the din? Every shear has to have a time commitment as well. Let's say a person has a pochis mikezayis of an orange, and then an hour later another pochis mikezayis of an orange. Then another hour later, he's saying a bar nefashos in it. Is that called a kezayis? Let's say a person has Wednesday morning, wakes up, and he says, oh, I have not, now the last 3 days I've had a kezayis. So there must be a time element to the shir as well. So the Mefarshim say the shir is achilas, kedei achilas pras. How long it takes to eat half a loaf of bread the way it was bizman chazal. That somewhere it means eating the something the size of 3 or 4 beitzim, and the poskim says anywhere between 2 minutes and probably 9 minutes. So we're usually try to, in this case, we would be mechayev ourselves within 2 minutes. So a person has a piece of cake. V'nishta harbe b'achilosei. Im yesh mitchilas av achilat soif achilo yoyse mechdei achilas pras. So einoy mitstarif. If the amount of time he has from the beginning of the donut to the end of the donut is more than the time it takes to eat 3 or 4 eggs. So V'hocha mistabra de mitztarif afilu rak b'chdei shloisha beitzim d'shir kezayis afilu b'pas linyan b'chzambozun rak d'rabbonon v'chein mashma mechaye adam, that we should take the shir which is a more chomerdik shir that has to be within the amount of time it takes to eat 3 beitzim. So then one should be chayiv to say the brach achreina. The cause of a prima godim the cause of rak the inyan shir kezayis avol inyan paz. So there it's a kedei sevia min haTorah. So then the prima godim says that sevia can happen over a long period of time. So the din de rice is sevia. The din de rabbanon is achila. So achila is defined as a certain amount within a certain period of time, but the din de rice is sevia. So whenever a person eats very slowly, they may become satisfied after a while. Hoya pasa, therefore the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, if one did not satisfy the Din de Rabbanon, one still has to be alert to maybe satisfying the Din de Raisa. And then he says, what about a piece of cake with a lot of holes in it? Not a donut, but like a sponge cake. Right? A sponge cake is basically a solid, but when you press it down, it becomes much smaller than the original. So how do you measure the kezayas when it comes to aerated cakes? So your pasuv gonen, she nisbach, that it swelled, at she einu averim shiron nirgoshim, ha'oichel kezayas mimeno. In other words, it really has a lot of airspace, but you don't see airspace because of sponge cake. So the din is, ha'oichel kezayas mimeno kemois shehu, einu mivarach, lefi emes le'ochel kezayas. So when it comes to a sponge cake, he says, we should not work with the kezayas of the sponge cake as it presents itself. We have to, he doesn't give the exact shear, you have to squeeze it down a little bit till you get it into a kezayas shape without the obvious air pockets. And the other way around, similarly, if you have something and it began as a kezayas, but then it shrunk, so by the time you eat it's not a kezayas, it's not a kezayas. It goes b'shas achila. So again, it does not go with how the food presented initially. It goes the way the food is presenting now. However, if the food is presenting that there are a lot of air spaces, so then one has to have more than a visual kezayis. Ule inyan shtiyas revias im shosav ifsik ma'at. V'chazar v'shosach ishul mervias. This is the tea coffee question. Yesh omrim de einoy mitstareif. V'yesh omrim de mitstareif im loishom betchilas ashtiyad soif ishtiyas v'tnei achilas pras. What's the machlekes? Who's that? In other words, we need to establish what is a ma'isa achila. Ma'isa achila is eating a kezayis over a period of time. But if this is the normal way to drink this, maybe this is called derech shtiya. What's the day of zuah shniya? That we do a v'shir lagabe shtiya. V'ine the inyan shtiyas teva kafe. Shaderech l'shtoyse kishu cham v'kosha l'shtoyse b'layevse k'derech shor mashkin kiyemot ma'od yesh machlekes rabba v'in ha'poyskim v'mtoch l'vorech broch achroina l'das anal u'b'machse shek u'b'chai odom itzadidim sheloy l'vorech, that you would never make a broch on hot tea because you would never drink it in such quick clip. V'chein kosa b'derech achayim, v'chein hu minog ha'olam. V'anshei ma'isa, the people who are more attuned, people who are more careful, noyagin shel b'soif. Shetiyosan meinichin, l'b'soif shetiyosan meinichin, g'day shirivias. She is stunning, ma'at, kadesh yuchal is choice revis below Yafsek, Uluvar Rochachrena. The Toybla says, Kain Kadil says, I'll leave the Khoyamu, probably does a grow. And now, the Posekadesh Nia, the Shirbo Kadechos Basin in Sirov, Gam Bishtia, Ubevade Nochin La Soyskin. So the Mr. Burr's Machria to try, he says, that a suffix brochis, we wouldn't make a brocha, but if a person can be careful to leave the end of his tea till it cools down, so then he can have one good gulp of tea, then that's what a person should do. And he says, "Mavade nochin la'asayis kein," he means that you should not consider this to be a chumrah, you shouldn't consider this to be a mechzek yura. It's a good thing to do. "Mavade nochin la'asayis kein." Im achal pochis b'kishir v'olach l'chutz v'chozer miyad person was eating a pachish could be a bagel, right? Pachish mi kishir v'holach lochut, so a small piece of cake. V'chazer miyad the bevadei tzarech levarach sheinis. B'tchila afilu bepas. Ochal poches mikashir v'olach lachutz v'chazer miyad de bevadei tzarech levarach sheinis. B'tchila have to make a new bracha mishayna. If ochal poches mikashir v'olach lachutz v'chazer miyad de bevadei tzarech levarach sheinis to b'tchila afilu bepas. Yesh la'ayenim chazar v'ochal pas v'ochal poches mikashir. Bechtei achilas pras im mitzareif to ulai kevim sholach lachut sabik mehesach adas. This we haven't learned yet, that if a person comes back after he left and it's only going to be a pachas mikashir, so do we say that he has to make another bracha rishayna? I think this is a cherry in Yiddish. Sorry?
The
blueberry.
Blueberry,
oh, okay. Okay.
Wow, I know that. Yigda. Huh?
Okay, let's look at this then of the Garin. Who'd be the skip? Oh, okay, the Ella. Right, sorry.
Who passed in that? That's true. We got the corona for tear coffee.
Hold on a second, sorry. A second.
Until the second day was the girl who said,
Okay. What about the dinner with the pitted date? How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that if you have a pitted date and it's less than a kezayis, then it's one would not make a baruch on it, correct? Because you don't have briyosai and you don't have a kezayis. Certainly, if one would eat the garin and it's not there, then it's not kederach riyosei. But filum hoyu meyaminim shein roi lecholas and klal gamkin is batel leprimi teres birya. Even if one doesn't eat those seeds, it's not kederach riyosei. So therefore, it's not chayiv. It's not chayiv in a bracha. Okay, sorry. Good.
The Mishnah Berurah above, did he quote the Gra that said he's the Paschim and second Hiskim, the Kadesh Shnia? And then he gave it, meaning that you would make a Baruch HaKorona if it was in a first pass. Even without the gulping down, that's just a way.
But he ended up saying that.
So according to the Gra, you would
quote
the Kadesh Shnia, but then his suggestion was that you should
not to be necessary. Right.
When it says the Kadesh Shnia first pass, does that mean each time the time resets, or does that mean that in the Kadesh Shnia pass, you have a full Moel Lugmar? Or is it that each time you have between each Kadesh Shnia pass, it's enough to the next Kadesh Shnia pass?
The first day is that it's Eina Mitzarev. V'yeshom in the Mitzarev im loy sheshom mitchilas ashtiya atzayif ashtiya yeshom mitchilas bras. That it is Mitzarev, but not if you waited, not if you, if the drinking spanned more than a chilas k'deichilas bras. Right? And the Gros maskim that it is mitzarev as long as he didn't go more than the chilas pras.
It wasn't mean chilas pras. It means you have to drink a little bit between.
No, that you have to be. That you have
full
a revius
within 2 minutes.
With yeah. Uh-huh. So the Vilna Gaon Zachra is that you have to have your revius within Achilles Pras in order to make a bracha. Yeah.
For water, so the stomach, you're able to have a mali lugma within Achilles Pras. If you're having, you're drinking throughout the day. So
yeah.
You do each mali lugma, you make a, or not each mali lugma, but I'm saying each sitting of water.
So you're asking about it, but the half second.
That's a different
thing. You're saying he has a shear.
Right.
But then he is mafsik and has another shear. So that's the next sugya, but when at one point is there a hesach hadas from not the next sugya coming up. When there's a hesach hadas, that would depend on whether there is a hesach hadas or not. So if he has his water bottle with him the whole time, he's not a hesach hadas. But if he otherwise, it's Tzorchim. Yeah, good. So we finished the Suya Loch Lamaisa. We know what to do. Koshal Bracha, Mali Lugmav. Right? Not a Koshal Bracha. So, Bracha Rishayna.
Yes.
Even.
Plus.
That you make the. You, if you have a Pachas Mikashir of a Shiva Minim, what Bracha do you make? Was that?
Before
Rishayna. Okay, good. Now, Bracha Achroin, if you pochus mikashir of grapes, what do you Bracha make?
Nothing.
That's what you're paskin. Not Bracha Nefoshes, correct. Now, if you have a pochus mikashir of a grape and a pochus mikashir of a fig, and it adds up to be a shear. Okay. What else do you have to figure out? Now, if you have a Pachis Mikashir of solids. If you have a shear of solids, but more than Kedei Achilas Pras, so you'd not make a Bechorana. But L'chorah, what you should do then is Mechayiv yourself. No?
What? You have what?
If you have a Pachis Mikashir of a piece of cake,
right.
So L'chayra, the machlaikis is whether it's 2 minutes or 4 minutes. So laniyas daiti, unless you've really, some say 6 minutes, some say 9 minutes. So if you have a pachis mikashir, if you have a shir and it spans more than 2 minutes, then you're earning suffik bracha. If it spans more than 4 minutes, then you're not saying, we know it's halacha lemaisa, karpas, but a little seder. Because you don't even chayv yourself in making a bracha achrayna. So you have the pachis mikashir. But you can you munch on the karpas during magid? So you have to be careful with that pachis mikashir. Okay, now what about legabe drinks? Hot drinks. Pachis mikashir. No? And what's the machlekes vilna goin? If it's
for them.
Right, now the first day it holds that it's not misarif bechlal. Right, and the first day of home, let's understand that machlekes. Yeah. Why would it not be misarif bechlal when it comes to the shtiyah?
Because the derech achila would be to have mali lugma up in there, the derech achila would not to have
objective to the drink, to be objective, exactly. You need to have mali lugma, and you can't.
Why is that different than having kezias?
For food, it's not the normal derech, or the normal way to eat a whole kezias at one time.
Right.
But for a drink, it's like a normal thing. In order to quench your thirst, you don't drink like a half an ounce.
No, well, specifically coffee or tea or something.
No. He's
that's a different case.
Yeah, he's not talking about lechayim. He's talking about some drinks. Some drink a person sips. So you're saying it's like a derech achila.
If I'm drinking whatever it is, so I'll thirsty.
But when it comes to an apple? When it comes to an apple, and you have a tiny bite of an apple.
Exactly. That's why I feel obviously everyone's going to agree that it's misdirected,
but
different.
But it's also not a normal way to eat. If you eat an apple in abnormally small amounts, is it mitzarif?
Yes,
it's mitzarif. And if you drink an apple juice in unusually small amounts, is mitzarif? So what's the chiluk? It's both abnormal.
No, because apples, it's always normal to eat less than a kezias. It doesn't matter how little the kezias is. It's the normal derech way to eat less than a kezias. It doesn't matter how little it is. It's apples. Few low cook. Once we eat less than a kezias.
Not bad. Is it true? Is it true?
I would take a bite of an apple and make me
If you eat an apple in pachas mikashir amounts within 2 minutes, and after 2 minutes you've eaten a kezias of an apple, you make a bracha achrayna.
That's awesome, yeah.
Okay, now if you drink apple juice, just to make it conceptually, if you drink apple juice and you drink it in sips, ad kedei kach, that at the end of 2 minutes you have a revius. You make a bracha achrayna or not?
No, not if you first
die. The machlekes were 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah, 2 days amongst the achrayna. All right, Vilna Gaon says, but according to the first shita, and that's why we should not be get into a suffering brachas. But according to the first shita, how is it different? Why is apple juice different than apples? Both in a pachis mikashir.
It must be that the derech to drink apple juice would be to drink more
gulped down apple juice.
Yeah.
Or not gulped down, just
have them. The beverage is different.
No, I think it's different with the
pop. I think more like the size of an apple juice.
You're
making a breath on the drinking, which is the double. How do you think?
Then again? So you can still have other pieces be mitzarif to it.
In other words,
you're not limited.
Apple.
You know what I'm saying? But this din is not limited to a situation where you have a full apple in front of you. Let's say you only have a pochim zayis of an apple in front of you. You still make the bracha. Right?
Yeah. So it's a
chiluk. Right?
Yeah.
So it's the chiluk. The chiluk probably is that when it comes to achila, the food lingers on longer, and therefore there's a possibility of being mitzarev. Whereas the impact of the drink may not linger on as long. Maybe something along those lines.
Like
not
in
sure.
Science?
Is that?
Like in science, like the body?
I think in terms of personal, in terms of one's own hergish. Yeah.
When both those time periods, like we know for achila, it's kiyu, we say it's like 72 minutes, and for shir, we say it's around 30 minutes. So those are both, we see the level of kedei achila's pras, so why would that play a factor?
I hear what you're saying.
I'm thirsty now.
No, so the emphasis is like this, that the when we talk about a shear of 30 minutes, so that is an estimate of how long a person still feels full from it. Like the 72 minutes, but if it's clear to a person either way that he is no longer full or he's full more than 72 minutes, so we'd go with that with Hergish. So that's an estimate, I think. Let's go backwards a little bit and look at the Torah. All right, so this is 1 to 2:15. We can still a little bit longer. So we're going to go backwards to see the Hemshech of the Halacha. And it's important stump to appreciate each of the different Svarim. All right? So the Torah writes... The Torah flips the Seder and does the bracha of the halacha of Toim before the bracha of Shiurim. That'd be an interesting discussion. Why the Beis Yosef flips the Seder of the Torah? Not for now. I don't know what the answer is. So the but then the Torah writes, "Amol bracha achrayna tzvicha shir." Right, bracha rishayna. Ein lashir shall kol advar mevarchin lifnei b'kolshu she'os lihanis min ha'im lazeh b'lei bracha. And then we have the din of toyeh. Avol bracha achrayna tzvich ha'shir v'shi'ura v'shiva min kizayis. And then we explain that the Hezbra Dover is whether Sviya is a Shir in Chashivos or whether Sviya is an independent Shir. If it's a Shir in Chashivos, so Briya could also be in Chashivos. And then we explain that it could be whether, how, when the Eifen HaBracha, we'll say it a little bit sharper now, the mechayiv of the bracha is hanoa, but less man the polik that the oifen bracha is to be marech because bracha was a boire, right? In other words, less man the polik that the mechayiv is hanoa, and less man the polik that the teichen bracha, right? As we don't say baruch atah Hashem, thank you for giving me hanoa. Chazal said hanoa is the mechayiv, but the substance of the bracha, the teichen bracha, is to take a moment to be makir because bracha is being a boire. So now the question that the mishnayim are discussing in pshat and gemara is, what is kaveya the shir? Is the shir established by the machayev or by the teichen bracha? Both are very reasonable possibilities. If the mechayiv is the hanoah, so we would say Kadosh Baruch Hu said the hanoah must be day sviya, and Chazal said the hanoah should be the hanoah of Revius. So what's the brief to do with this? You don't get more hanoah whether the fig is pitted or de-pitted. You don't get more hanoah. Fig, we can't be de-pitted fig, but you don't get more hanoah if the cherry is pitted or not pitted, right? But if Chazal said Hayois, that the teichen abracha is going to be being a makir, because abracha is being a boire. So now maybe the shir would be based on the teichen abracha. So that means as long as they have a dover choshev that gives me a moment to have a kavanah, so I'm not going to be zayin to be makir Kadosh Baruch Hu's being the bari if you have a shriveled up little raisin. Kadosh Baruch Hu's bari kolam kulay, so you're going to be makir a little raisin. So you have to have a dover choshev. So a dover choshev could be the amount that gives a person the hanah of svia, or the dover choshev could be that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu created it this way. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this way, l'chavir, that's significant. So that's the l'chavir, that's the nekudas ha-machlaikas. If the Baal Yerushalmi disagree, and if the Baal Yerushalmi are agreeing, then we could say that Chazal said, hey, that there is a machayiv, and there's a teichin abracha, there's a machayiv abracha, there's a sivas atakana, and there's an oifin atakana, right? There's a machayiv, and there's a teichin, same thing, in this narrow nukuda right now. So it could be that both are machayiv. So it could be that there could be a kezayis, because that's a shir andon. It could be a birya, because that relates to teichin abracha. Or you could say, and that could be the second day of Tosfos. But the first day of Tosfos, no, that's the machlekes b'al Yerushalmi. How were Chazal misak in the din? What was the experience? Right? Again, to explain deeper, that we pointed out several times, that the birchas hananin, every bracha has to come because there's some event that creates a certain hergish that a person can say a bracha bekavana, right? Otherwise, we could get up in the morning and say bracha to Hashem, he's a bar priya eitz, he is a bar priya eitz. So we can say bracha to Hashem, he's a bar priya adama. That's why the Nishmas Odom asks, why hayitachin that there is such a thing as a bracha levatola? Every bracha levatola, because every bracha is an emes. But Chazal or Misakein, that we only make a brach when we have a certain hergish which gives us the ability to say the brach with some measure of kavana, right? Moshul Modav Redoyme, you only make a berchas at Sha'osli Nes Mokim Azeh when you pass by the place because it gives a certain hergish. So Chazal or Misakein, the hergish of berchas Ananen. So what's the hergish of berchas Ananen? So I have to get some, I have to ingest some kind of hanah. Now what's the shear? So is the shear that I get a certain amount to have a hanah from it? Because the Torah said, v'achaldu v'savata, so chazal v'misakin, de'ibasim v'misakin. Or do we say, that hayoy, said chazal v'misakin, that when I get a certain amount of hanah, so I should be able to be makkah, Kadosh Baruch Hu being a boy, so now I have to have, so now it could be, chazal v'misakin, no, it's not, I have to get a certain hanah. But if I get a certain hanah from a an element of the Bria, so then I'm me'oirer by the hergish of being nana. But since the toichen of the oifen is going to be makish brachos being a boire, so it could be as long as I have a significant part of the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to make rimonim by having 613 small little Birius inside. Okay, if that's choshev the Rebbeinu, choshev for me. So that lechayru is in the kudas hamachloikas, right? So that's the uvishalmi mashma shal davishu kibriyosik in gargir mevorchen af bishein baikazais v'teisus mesabkin v'zeh lechach toiv lizor shalei lechol birya pchusom mikazais kidei listaleik ben asofik. Right? So here's a nekuda that we have to focus on. There is a din of sofek brachis lahakel. Can I be machnis atzmi ledin sofek brachis lahakel? So here, the toiv li zoher. So it doesn't say osir. To be nichnas, and so there will be a psak din. I won't be able to make a bracha. But once I'm in this situation, there will be a machlekes apoiskim, which is not fully settled, apparently. We don't have a skomas apoiskim. The skomas apoiskim comes from the din of sofek brachis lahakel. So here, teiv li zoher, that I should not be, that I should be misalek min asofek. Tzarechian, how to be magdir that din. I'm being misalek min asofek. V'chein, right? In other words, it could be that I may be over a mitzvah rabbanon. I'm not sure if what I'm saying is true. because if I say Savik Brachas Lahakel, then I'm not Iver Mitzvah the Rabbanon. So once you say Savik Brachas Lahakel, why is there a din to be Mistalik Min HaSafik? V'oy Mistakin V'Bracha Achrayna Shal Yayin and V'Lorchen Eisal Kezai Say Davke B'Rvi Eslachin Tev Lizar Shaloy Lishtois Ela this Oy Pachis Mikazayis Oy Revias Kedei Shaloy Likonis L'Sveika. This comes up many, many times when somebody asks you to make a Bracha Al, to make Berkas Lamazin Al HaKos. And the Shulchan Aruch says one should not turn down the mitzvah saying Baruch Al HaKos. And then somebody gives you a koishal bracha by the bris. So tevli zor shalolish dais ela oy pachis mikazayis or under the chuppah. So you have to be careful that you clearly not be anything near revius. Oy, or to have a full revius. Then the Torah quotes the machlokes that we had in Taisus about burying nefashos. When you have a pachis mikashir of something that would require me in shalosh, va'ovi adoni erosh al kosa v'loy nehira, the mistaber v'lin our Taisus shall dover roy levarach ala birchus ben shalosh b'shul chisar neshir l'shach vay brach acheres. That doesn't make sense. They mistaber that Chazal would be misakin a bracha for a poches mikashir. Now the hayyos that they said, it's not mistaber that Chazal would say that one has koras shemu malchus, so that's not okay for a poches mikashir. So we'll give you another has koras shemu malchus. Why would Chazal be misakin a separate bracha? Okay, v'chein yireh. So that's what we explained. That it could be the burn of Foshes is a machlaikus, whether it's a takonas chazal or it's a minig shidhigu chazal. So it could be that takonas chazal doesn't make any sense. But if the burn of Foshes is a minig that chazal or misakin, that chazal established, so maybe they established a minig to make a full catch all bracha achrayna, even for Foshes mikashir. Okay, so we don't have any time now, but you would get hanah from the exercise of learning the Beis Yosef. Because you're in a position to appreciate the Beis Yosef summarized our sugya, Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Rosh, and the Rambam, and then go back to Din of Taim, which we did a long time ago, and then goes back to the din of bracha achrayna requires a shir, quotes our Gemara, quotes the Rif and Chav Zayin, quotes the Tosin Lamites, right? Quotes the Yerushalmi to be able to see, and then the Rosh, and be able to see how the Beis Yosef, just how the Beis Yosef works, how he summarizes the Rishonim, and then the Mechaber being the summary of that. So again, what do we accomplish today? We didn't get to do the Baruch Shem Kodem Chusim, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. What we accomplished today is we learned Asuke Shmaitz Alim Dilchasa. We're able to see how to do Asuke Shlema, how to accomplish the full Siman Shulchan Aruch, because we already did all the supporting sugyas, and then to appreciate the issues that came up in the poiskim after Shulchan Aruch and before the Chavetz Chaim, right, being mitzaref different kinds of ma'acholim, and then the question about mashkim, and then the question of hot drinks. The emphasis is that the whole issue of the timeshare came up in the achrayim, right? The Rishonim don't mention the issue of a shear of time. And so that whole aspect of the halacha if one finds in the Achronim summarized, and if you have a chance in the Mogev Roman Taz, you would get a deeper appreciation of the Avodah of the Chavetz Chaim. Okay.